Thank you for your indulgence, delegates. We have a difficult situation here. We have a document that has been worked on for 7 years. That's a good long time. It has not progressed through any accelerated procedure. It has gone through every one of the steps. We have it now before us at step 8, and only now at the commission we hear technical objections. This is a sort of situation we really, really, really should avoid. What I suggest is that we adopt this code, these trends, at step 8, record the reservations of those 4 countries that have expressed them, and then give the community of nations the possibility to use these guidelines. And then if there are problems, we're certainly willing, and the committee should be willing, to reconsider that specific point when we have experience and more data. I would like to try that. We really should not. At this point in time, at the 11th hour and 59th minute and 59th second, raise a technical issue that sends a document back. It's a kind of failure. But we have a way to improve the document should that prove necessary. Can the committee accept this proposal? Do I see objections? Ecuador, please.
Gracias, señora. Usted justamente lo ha dicho, han pasado 7 años. Y así como el avance científico sirve para corroborar algo, también sirve para que ciertas dudas que no estaban en un inicio surjan. Entonces, me parece contradictorio, por decirlo menos, que se argumente el tiempo para negar el derecho de una delegación a presentar preocupaciones de orden técnica cuando están basadas en un conocimiento científico avanzado o superior en el tiempo. Eso para mi delegación es inaceptable. También no es cierto que solamente sean 4 delegaciones las que tienen reserva. Creo que en la sala existen muchas delegaciones que no levantan su bandera todas las veces para ganar tiempo, para estar acorde con la agenda y apoyar su trabajo, señora. Por eso es que no intervenimos cada vez que quisiéramos hacerlo. Al decir esto, mi delegación no se va a oponer si toda la sala está de acuerdo, pero que esto no puede ser un precedente para que se imponga a la sala una decisión con el pretexto del tiempo o de que ya hubo una discusión previa. Estos no son argumentos válidos cuando lo que se quiere es trabajar de manera seria en reglas que protejan la salud y la inocuidad de los alimentos. Gracias, señora.
Thank you very much, Ecuador. Well, with your comment, I count 5. The time argument is only relevant in that, based on my understanding, the issue we're discussing now is not the result of a brand new development, a new health issue or a completely new discovery. And that's why the time element is relevant. There was time to raise this matter, and in fact, we have to all take that into account, and indeed it is very relevant. because we cannot take a very, very long time to develop our documents, and we all recognize that. In fact, we need to be working faster. I see one flag, Egypt and Brazil. And again, please comment on my proposal to adopt at 8, let us get experience, and then we are willing to reconsider that specific issue should it prove that we need to. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. إن مصر تؤيد اعتماد هذه الوثيقة على الخطوة الثامنة وتؤيد مقترحك التي تفضلت به. وشكرا.
Thank you, Egypt. I see no other flags. I thank you all for your willingness to think about Who? With whom? Brazil. I'm sorry. Brazil, please. This is your second round.
Brazil appreciates the proposal put forth. However, we understand that work can be done, as was mentioned during this year's committee when we put forth the reservation. However, as today's president of the committee explained, at that moment it was not possible for us to explain better our arguments. That is why we presented the argument during this commission. Therefore, we understand that there is still time for us to discuss it further and to better improve the proposal for this dispute settlement mechanism, especially given the commercial concerns which are involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. There is indeed time to discuss the matter further, and in my suggestion, that would be after we have adopted at step 8. I didn't hear you specifically object to that. I'd like to resolve this question and move on very rapidly. Now, Czech Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Speaking on behalf of the European Community and its member states, I would like strongly support your suggestion. I would like at the same time appreciate all the work done by technical experts during the last 7 years. And I would like to remind the committee that this document is very important for solving possible disputes in international trade and increase the transparency. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I see no further flags, so I suggest that the Commission as a whole adopted this document at step 8, and we may record the objections. Brazil, we've had 2 rounds of comments. We will record the objections or reservations of Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, and Thailand. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Again, let's move to the next document from this committee on methods of analysis and sampling, draft guidelines on analytical terminology. Again, the executive committee has recommended to you that you adopt this document. Are there comments, please? I see no flags. Very good. We will adopt this document at step 8. Next, we move to the... one point that you should note. With the adoption of this document, I will ask the Secretariat to explain to you so you're to be certain you understand. Secretariat, please.
Initiated as a revision of the analytical terminology in the procedural manual, and later it was agreed that it would be finalized, and as we will adopt it now, as guidelines, separate guidelines, so this text will replace the section on analytical terminology in the procedural manual. There will be no such section in the procedural manual, but there will be separate guidelines which will be referred with a number like any other guidelines, separate guidelines as part of the Codex Alimentarius. Thank you.
Thank you to the Secretariat. Now let's turn to the draft guidelines on analytical terminology. Again, from CC Mass. Are there any comments, please? You just did it? Oh, we've done it. Okay. I went backwards. Ugh. I'll pretend that didn't happen. Okay. Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses. This committee is sending four standards to the Commission for adoption. A really excellent achievement. The first one we consider is the table of conditions for nutrient contents, Part B, dietary fiber. It is in the guidelines for use of nutrition claims. I note that this document is has been on the agenda of this committee for over 20 years. I think that means it could drive in most countries. The executive committee, within its brief, has recommended that you consider it for adoption. I should note that there is a pending issue on proposed methods of analysis on which the committee is currently working. These methods would be submitted to CCMAS in the future as a sort of normal course of events. Now, may I have comments on this document? Costa Rica, please.
Refiriendo al proyecto del Comité de Regímenes Especiales, por sus últimas palabras, si fuera en ese caso, quisiera comentar lo siguiente. Nosotros estamos de acuerdo en este, en la parte B sobre las disposiciones de fibra dietética, hablando de este primer proyecto del Comité de Regímenes Especiales. Sin embargo, quisiéramos plantear una forma de poder aplicar mejor este proyecto en cuanto a la versión en español, debido a que el cuadro de condiciones para las declaraciones de contenido de fibra dietética, nuestro país había solicitado, con excepción de que no participamos en esta reunión, en esta sesión, habíamos solicitado por la vía escrita la traducción de los términos colocados bajo la columna de propiedad declarada, de manera que en lugar de contenido básico se declare fuente. De esta manera se facilita su interpretación y adicionalmente se solicita colocar junto al término contenido alto la frase buena fuente. Sin embargo, esto bueno se está planteando en vista de que nuestros profesionales tienen un mayor entendimiento de estos términos bajo los conceptos que le he mencionado, por contenido básico o fuente podría ser, o contenido alto o buena fuente. Esto a raíz de que en distintos países lo que se conoce como fuente no aplica de iguales formas para buena fuente. Y podemos brindar el caso en algo similar al calcio en la leche. En algunos países un 10% de calcio, por ejemplo, es una fuente, pero para otros países un 15% es una buena fuente. No sé si en este sentido pues podríamos establecer la posibilidad de que se aclare de una u otra manera. Resumo, propiedad, contenido básico,
sir,
o fuente.
Please, you are over 2 minutes now. So please summarize very quickly. Thank you.
Sí. La intención es que se interprete de igual manera contenido básico o fuente y contenido alto o buena fuente. Gracias, señor presidente.
I see no other flags. Let us then talk with the members of the Secretariat to respond to this comment. Thank you. I see no other flags, and that's important to note. Thank you, delegates, for your indulgence. I'll ask the Secretariat to provide what I hope will be a clarification, and then I think what will remain is most likely a translation problem, which we can talk about later. But let's listen to the Secretariat carefully, Costa Rica. Thank you.
Madam Chairperson, most probably delegation of Costa Rica noted Spanish translation problems, and we will take care of that while doing final editing. And if I correctly understood on the other point on conditions, it's what exactly the Codex did. It standardized provisions, standardized conditions, how to claim dietary fiber, is it source or high source, in a very good and generalized way, and those conditions are described in the attached appendix. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mascaliunas. I hope this can satisfy the delegation of Costa Rica. We will certainly consider the translation issues. And seeing no other flags, I think we can say we adopt this standard from the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses and congratulate them for moving this document off their agenda and into the world's use. Congratulations. Next, we take up another draft standard from this committee, Provisions on Gum Arabic, for short. I won't read out the whole title. Again, the Executive Committee has suggested that within its remit, it recommends that you adopt this standard. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. We will adopt this. I'm sorry, Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. ترى مصر ان اغذية الاطفال والرضع وهي الفئة العمرية من 6 الى 12 شهر تعتبر فئة حساسة، وان استخدام المواد المضافة بصفة عامة يجب النظر اليها بقدر كبير من العناية والحرص. وشكرا.
Thank you, Egypt. That is certainly our intent. And I appreciate the sentiment. We do. I'll take the delegation of Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, we'd like to refer to our recent comments that can be found in Alinom 0932/5A, page 18. First of all, Switzerland wishes to express full support for the adoption at step 8 of the provisions on Gam Arabic, which were advanced by the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Users. However, Switzerland also wishes to point out that Gam Arabic has to be considered as a carrier in line with the definition provided in the Codex Guidelines, CAC GL 36/1989, where Gam Arabic has the status of a carrier for these applications. Endorsing the technological function of Gam Arabic as a coating agent, as proposed at the last session of the CCNFSDU, would differ from its common technological function in the manufacture of nutrient compounds for use in foods for special dietary uses intended for infants and young children. Switzerland would also like to refer to the discussions and conclusions on the issue, which were held at the last session of the Codex Committee on Food Additives, which took place in Shanghai, China. So, in summary, Madam Chair, Switzerland fully supports the adoption at step 8 of the provision on Gam Arabic. This has to be done with the technological function of a carrier and not that of a coating agent. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. India supports the adoption of the draft advisory list of food additives for special nutrition forms to the advisory list of nutrition compounds for use in foods for special dietary uses intended for infants and young children at step 8. India would like to suggest that Gam Arabic should be endorsed as a carrier within the full meaning of the carrier definition as provided in the Codex document CAC GL 36/1989. Thank you.
Thank you, India. I see no other flags at the moment. Let me take 2 moments to confer with my colleagues in the Secretariat, and then I'll get back to you. Thank you, delegates, for your indulgence. I would ask you to listen now to information from the first officer, food standards officer for this committee, who can give you a sense of the discussion that actually took place and give you a context in which to place the comments you have just heard. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. At the last session of the Codex Committee on Nutrition, there was some discussion regarding the function of Gam Arabic. And the committee referred this matter to CCFA for endorsement. And CCFA endorsed is as a carrier, as we have heard also from delegations of Switzerland and India. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Maskalounis. It seems that we have heard then support for adoption of this draft standard, and that we should endorse the proposed level of 10 milligrams per kilogram for gum arabic for use as a carrier, as endorsed by CCFA. Can the committee agree? I see no flags. Thank you very much. The draft standard is adopted. Next, we take the draft nutritional risk analysis. Happy news, we've done this already. Have we done the next one? Okay. We can safely take draft annex to the Codex guidelines for the use of nutrition and health claims, another document from CCNFSDU. Comments, please. I see no flags, therefore we adopt this draft standard at step 8. Thank you very much. Thank you for your indulgence, delegates. We now turn to draft standards presented to us from the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. The first is the draft standard for jams, jellies, and marmalades. Are there comments, please? India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. India supports the formation of the draft codex standard. As a refinement to the standard, one footnote is requested to be inserted in the scope of the standard. India has submitted its comments in the 24th session of the Codex Committee of Processed Foods and Vegetables held from 15th to 20th of September 2008 on Agenda Item 3, and India just wants to reiterate the position here again. The background is Section 1.2 suggests that the products covered under this standard as jam are also known as preserves or conserves in many countries, which means that all such products will be covered by this standard. India has a huge number of traditional ethnic products made from fruits being sold for hundreds of years that are traditionally classified as preserves or conserve in India. However, these products are distinctly different from a jam as defined in the standard. A typical example of this is a product called murabba, which is a whole fruit pieces preserved in sugar syrup. Hence, there is a need for a clarification that such products are not intended to be covered under the category of jam. Our proposal is that to insert a footnote at the end of the sentence of Section 1.2 of the Draft Codex Standard for Jams, Jellies, Marmalades in Appendix 2 of Alinom 09/32/27, which reads, in certain countries, a preserve or a conserve traditionally known as murabba also exists and is not covered by the standard. Murabba is prepared out of whole fruit or fruit pieces preserved by sugar, which is characterized by the presence of whole fruit pieces in the finished product, unlike jam, which is a homogeneous product with suitable consistency. Thank you.
Thank you, India. The clarification I understand from the Secretariat is that the scope is written in such a way that the products you describe are not included in this draft standard, so there's really no possibility for confusion. They are clearly not this. Thank you, India. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. European Community has two issues. One, we hope, is minor and can be easily resolved. This relates to the inclusion of a reference to fruit spreads in Section 1.2 of the standard. We have been unable to establish how this actually happened and what purpose it serves, and we'd like to have the reference deleted, and we don't think this in any way undermines the purpose of the standard. The second issue is more fundamental. We have problems with the food additive provisions of the standard, particularly in relation to colours, preservatives, acidity regulators and thickeners, because we believe there is no technological justification for the use of these additives and that their use could mislead the consumer. We have laid out these concerns in the comments submitted to the Secretariat, and we would like to take this final opportunity to take these into account. Thank you.
Thank you very much, European Community. I can't quite, Bosnia. Bosnia and Herzegovina, please.
I would like to support the comments of European Commission. Thank you.
Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En realidad es simplemente para manifestar nuestra preocupación por estas salvaguardias que se pretenden introducir en documentos que son de carácter internacional para tratar de proteger o de lograr incluir ciertos productos nacionales, que nos parece una muy mala práctica, porque acá estamos para elaborar justamente normas internacionales y el Códex debería aprobar pura y exclusivamente lo que el mundo puede aprobar como norma, no salvaguardar aquellas cuestiones especiales que hacen a las preocupaciones nacionales de algún país. No es nada contra la India, simplemente es una cuestión de práctica legislativa, simplemente. Me parece que el Códex está reiterando mucho esto en distintos comités de vivir salvaguardando cuestiones del ámbito nacional y que esto no le hace bien al propio Códex Alimentario. Gracias.
Norway, please.
Often consumed by children, and at least in Norway, the consumption can be quite high. Norway will therefore express our concerns about the proposed draft standard on certain colors and other additives. To be short, Madam Chair, we will support what was said by the European Commission and also their proposals. Thank you.
Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Solamente entiendo esta segunda propuesta de la Unión Europea. Sin embargo, quisiera solicitarle aclaración sobre la primera propuesta que habían hecho al respecto, porque no tengo claro a qué se estaba refiriendo. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Costa Rica. We will get to that proposal and have a discussion about it, and I hope it will become clear at that time. Croatia, please.
And European Community view.
All right, I see no other flags. India, I could take your intervention now, or we could resolve or attempt to resolve the matter raised by the EC. I was hoping you understood or accepted the explanation that I gave you. Do you have a further comment on that matter? All right, India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We just, India would just like to request that the explanation of the Secretariat be recorded in the report. Thank you.
Certainly, we will do that. Now, with respect to the questions raised by the European community, could we deal with the first one regarding fruit spreads? And for an answer to this question, I would turn to the chair of the committee, who is with the United States, the delegate, a delegate with the United States of America. United States of America, please.
As chair of CCPFV, I've gone back to the minutes and the notes from the last meeting, and I have consulted with the working group chair from the UK, and the term fruit spread is an anomaly, a mistake that is in the text and should not appear in the text. No discussion was held on the definition or the values for fruit spread, and as the chair, I would recommend the deletion of the term fruit spread as an editorial correction to the text. So I would support the EC's intervention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States of America. That seems to be reasonable, and I see no flags. Now let's take Brazil. Is your point question on this point? Is your intervention on this point on fruit spreads? Yes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to mention that we do not have problems with the star itself, but we share the concern expressed by the EC delegation. Thank you very much.
Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland would like to express concerns regarding the use of colors and other food additives in these products due to safety concerns. And also, in our view, the use of these food additives are not technologically justified. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you again for your indulgence, delegates. We note the concerns that have been expressed on the remaining questions about the additives and colors by the European community and Switzerland. And now I must ask, having heard no other comments on this point, how strong your reservation is, can you accept that we adopt this standard, given that we've heard no other such comments, really, and we will record your reservation. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we appreciate your efforts to be constructive, and I'm mindful of your earlier comments about the need to find compromises. We feel very strongly on these issues in the European Community, particularly as young children tend to consume large quantities of the products in question and are therefore exposed to a high degree of risk. Nonetheless, in the circumstances and in an effort to be constructive, and provided it's noted that we have a strong reservation regarding the adoption of these additive provisions, we can agree to the standard going forward. But I'd like to note, of course, that several other members have equally strong or perhaps even stronger reservations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, European Community. Then I suggest we adopt this standard, noting the strong reservations of the European Community. Norway? The reservations of Norway?
The reservation in the report. Thank
yes,
you very much.
We will note. And Switzerland. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to reiterate our support for the reservations made by the European Commission regarding the list of additives. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. If you wish, we will note your reservation also. Shall be done. Then I believe we can conclude that we have adopted this draft standard for jams, jellies, and marmalades. And now I will turn the microphone to the Secretariat to make a technical explanation for what comes next. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not really a technical explanation, but a procedural explanation. And while I have the microphone, this will apply to jam, jellies, and marmalades, and also to the canned vegetables. For the contaminant sections, which says compliance for maximum levels for contaminants, pesticides, and residues of veterinary drugs, we're removing the reference from veterinary drugs in accordance with the recommendation of the Executive Committee, because veterinary drugs are not relevant to products of plant origins like jam, jellies, and marmalades, and canned vegetables. We also have two annexes on sampling plans, which are relevant for jam, jellies, and marmalades, and canned vegetables as well. We're removing these provisions temporarily, waiting for the response to the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetable, to the Committee on Method of Analysis and Sampling, as to which provisions these sampling plans apply to. This will not preclude at all the application of these standards, because the current provisions for lot acceptance already allows, for the time being, application of appropriate sampling plans by member countries. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Secretariat. Granted, a procedural explanation, but sometimes they can sound very technical. Let's turn now then to the draft standard for certain canned vegetables. Are there any comments? I see no flags. We will adopt this draft standard for certain canned vegetables. This is the core text. Then we have to consider, so we're adopting the core text at step 8. We need next to consider draft provisions for packing media for certain canned vegetables, which is before us at step 5-8. Are there any comments, please? Czech Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Speaking on behalf of the European Community and its member states just to raise strong reservation regarding this action on food additives as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. This is the reservations along the same lines of the same food additives as you previously observed for the jams, jellies, and marmalades. Thank you for that clarification. He says yes. Are there any other comments? Norway, please.
Please note also our reservation to this item. Thank you.
Switzerland, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. Please, we would like to request you to please note the reservation expressed by Switzerland on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. I see no further flags. If I understand from the Czech Republic that you wish us to note your reservation, strong reservation, we will adopt this. We will adopt the draft provisions for packing media for certain canned vegetables, noting the strong reservations of the Czech Republic on behalf of the community of Norway and of Switzerland. Brazil, you wish to join with your reservation? So noted. Thank you. Are there any other flags? I see none, so we will adopt, noting those reservations. Thank you very much, delegates. Let's now move to the draft. I'm sorry, Czech Republic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to apologize for this confusion. I have applied a strong reservation regarding the draft codex under for drunk and vegetables for the number 21 in the document. So this is clarification.
Thank you, Czech Republic. We understood the reservation had to do with the additives. Yes, thank you. We recorded that. Thank you very much, delegates. So then we move to the draft annexes for certain canned vegetables presented before you at step 5-8, eight annexes to be attached to the core text. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. The annexes are adopted. Thank you very much. Thank you, delegates. I would like you to hear a certain additional explanation from the Secretariat regarding these documents. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we adopted these two general standards, now we need to announce that the new general standards for jam, jellies, and marmalades will supersede two individual standards for jam, fruit preserves, and jellies, and also another standard on citrus marmalade. We will come to that item but in any case, we need to mention also here. In addition, for the standards for the new standards for certain canned vegetable, this will imply revocation of individual standards for canned asparagus, carrot, green peas, green beans and white beans, mature processed peas, canned palmito, and sweet corn. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, delegates. We are now ready to turn our attention to the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues and the proposed draft residue limits for pesticides at Step 8. Let's take those first. The relevant documents are, if you need help, I will ask the secretary to tell you. I would suggest that we take them en bloc, because there are a lot of them.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. The relevant documents are appendices in Alinorm 09, 32, 24, appendices 2 and 3. There are also a number of government comments submitted in LIM 3, also in LIM 17, LIM 16. And since I have floor, Madam Chairperson, one commodity which relates to Step 5-8, adoption of MROs at Step 5-8, for spirotetramate, Codex number 234, for pom fruits, at MRL 0.7 was inadvertently omitted from the database. However, it was considered by the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues and presented there this omission in CRD 3. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mascal-Yunus. Are there any comments on these draft limits for pesticides at Step 8 and 5-8. We just had a clarification on the pesticides at Step 5-8. European Community, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Los comentarios de la Comunidad Europea sobre este punto del orden del día se encuentran recogidos en el documento LIM 16. La Comunidad Europea apoya la aprobación de la mayoría de los proyectos y anteproyectos de LMR para los plaguicidas que están siendo considerados en esta sesión de la Comisión del Codex Alimentarius. Sin embargo, la Comunidad Europea tiene todavía algunas preocupaciones sobre algunos de los LMR para determinadas combinaciones de plaguicidas y productos, como ya señaló en la pasada sesión del Comité del Codex sobre residuos de plaguicidas. Las combinaciones de plaguicidas y productos para las cuales la Comunidad Europea no apoya su aprobación en el trámite 8 o en el trámite 5-8, así como las respectivas justificaciones, se encuentran recogidos en el documento LIM 16. Sin embargo, y en interés del progreso de dichos LMR, la Comunidad Europea no se opone a su aprobación, pero por los motivos por los cuales ya reservó su posición, la Comunidad Europea quisiera mantener su reserva sobre esta decisión y solicita que dicha reserva se incluya en el informe de esta sesión de la Comisión. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, European Community. Egypt, please. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة بخصوص مشروع الحدود القصوى المقترحة لمخلفات المبيدات. نرى بخصوص بقايا المبيد مالاسيون إعادة النظر حيث تم رفع نسبته اللي هو الحدود القصوى المسموحة بها من نصف جزء في المليون إلى 10 جزء في المليون، حيث هذه النسبة رفعت حوالي 20 ضعف. ونظرا لارتفاع استهلاك اليومي من منتجات القمح في مصر، فإننا نرى إعادة النظر في الدراسة في